right, we are really pleased. We had so much fun with him during the playoff run, during the whole bubble experience, and getting a chance to talk hoops with him and in all sports with him because he's a great sports fan each and every week. George Karl, former Nuggets coach, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We've had a couple interesting days in our life, and I feel better and free after Georgia election, and then I feel the most ugly and painful I've ever felt in America after yesterday. But the sun has come up. It's time to be positive and figure it out.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Crazy times for sure. George, let me just go to the Broncos and the situation going on right now, looking for a new general manager, the change, the potential of a new ownership group coming in here and buying the Broncos within the next 14 months. How important is it to have your ownership, your coaching, and your general managing all tied together, pulling in the same direction?
Well, Mark, I'll tell you a story. When I was coaching in Golden State, my second job in the NBA in the late 80s, Bill Walsh was kind enough to take me to lunch and go to lunch and spend a half a day with him. And the one thing I remember about that conversation was, in the NFL, there's only two or three or four teams that have an organization that is together enough to win the Super Bowl. And he explained that throughout the season, there's so many disruptions and injuries and contracts and that if the ownership isn't together with the general manager and the general manager isn't together with the coach, you can't win the big prize. Somewhere along the way, the season will beat you. And I think that's the same way in all sports. I talked to Tony La Russa about that early in my career. And, you know, coaching in baseball and basketball, organizations got to support each other in a positive way. And in today's world, that's not an easy task.
More and more, George, we're seeing in football where coaches are being empowered to such a point where they basically get to go out and hire the general manager that they'll be working with. That goes against the old model, which, of course, was, hey, you're the general manager hires a coach, and that's the way it is. Do you welcome this kind of a shift?
I do welcome that coaches get more respect. I think over the last 25 years in most sports, and definitely in basketball, the coach, a long time in basketball, the coach had a lot more influence than they have today. Now, the model that you talked about is where since the franchise has become worth billions of dollars, I think owners want more say. Owners want to be there more day to day. I mean, in most of my time in the 70s and 80s, I might have saw my owner in basketball once or twice a year. At a Christmas party, maybe in the playoffs, and maybe once or twice in the summertime. But now, because the value of a team is billions of dollars, I think you're seeing more hands-on from ownership, more people in the front office that have an opinion and want to be heard. And because of that, I think you got to be together. If you're not unified in an organization, you're going to fail.
I totally agree with that. I just think that this, one of the most important things is just togetherness and all pulling in the same direction, having those three pillars all fighting for one another. Let's move on to the Nuggets really quick. The start of the season, I know it's early, so I'm not ready to push a panic button or anything, but 3-5, 2-4 at home. Just your general kind of scouting report on where the Nuggets are right now and kind of where they need, how they need to improve to be a force in the West.
They're confusing. I think the summer or the between the bubble and now, I think they made some very ordinary personnel decisions. They took their three best defenders and took them off the team, and to a team that was not a good defensive team, but maybe at times could be good defensively. I think they're struggling in the defensive end of the court big time, and that's got to be fixed because you don't win big in the NBA without some more of a top 10 type of defense. offensively, I think they're going to be fine. Their new players will come in. They'll fit in. You know, a couple of these games, Porter Jr. hasn't been there. I thought last night they missed his shooting. One, I think Murray missed the game. So yeah, there's a justification maybe for their offense being sporadic. But I think their attitude is what bothers me. It's always bothered me. Is they're too cold at times. Their body language doesn't seem together at times. And the only thing I can say, I do see some selfish basketball out there at times. And the one thing that kills talent is selfishness.
If you're Michael Malone, what do you do about it?
I think he's going to find the rotation that he really likes and build a foundation from that. I still think he's searching a little bit. You know, for the last couple of years, Coach Malone, I think, has done a marvelous job with their bench. This bench right now has not been defined yet. And how it is defined, and, you know, Barton starts some games, Porter Jr.'s back. Does Porter Jr. come off the bench? You know, how do you make Gary Harris and Will Barton work together and feel better about what their situation? But I think he's got to make some statements here in the next, I would say, the next 10 games. And don't get me wrong, coaching has been pushed back because they didn't have a long enough training camp. The conditioning of players, I think, is more team. There's more players in the NBA right now playing themselves in the shape rather than being in shape. And I think you just got to live with the hand that you were dealt. But I think there is some concern there. They got to wake up soon.
All right. We will see if they are able to do that. George, we're really looking forward to visiting with you each and every week and talk hoops and all sports with you. Enjoy your football this weekend, and thank you very much.
Yeah, black and gold, baby. Black and gold.
Steelers. All right. Steelers. All thank right. you. George Carl, each and every week, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.